When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air! Everywhere in the podcast dojo we go, the much anticipated, cannot miss podcast of the year. This is going to win us the pod gold medal, the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and the newly married Danny G Radio. It's that time, Danny. We've hyped it up. You're the star of the show. It's all about you, Danny. In-depth team coverage, a global exclusive. Everyone is dying to get this information.
Wrong.
As we span the globe, kind of. I mean, California to Hawaii and back. And 9 out of 10 paparazzos agree this is going to be an award-winning podcast. So I cannot wait. First of all, congratulations, Danny. Mazel tov. You did send me a few text messages when you were in Hawaii, and it looked beautiful, and you were concerned about the weather and all that, and it seemed like everything was really, really good.
Yeah, man, it went better than expected. There was definitely a weather scare at the beginning, and as a fellow radio nerd, you can appreciate the fact, Ben, that I heard EAS alerts on the radio, but for a major volcanic eruption.
Oh, that's right. You were there when the volcano thing. Yeah.
Yeah, as Mauna Loa erupted for the first time in 38 years, and the lava is still flowing right now as we record this. So that was pretty wild. And then there was this big flash flood alert for Hana. And obviously the big famous road to Hana, that area was flooded. And this was the night before our wedding. So,
man.
Yeah, okay, so we're driving home from the dinner with family right before the big day, and we are on Wailea, and we are nervous as hell because there was a 100% chance of showers between 4 and 6 p.m., and our wedding was scheduled for sunset at 4:30 p.m.
Well, you think at that point, maybe it's maybe a late night wedding. Maybe we'll do a late night under the moonlight, the beautiful Hawaiian moonlight there. No?
There was only one other option with the company who helped us with our beach ceremony, and that was to move it to the morning at 8:30 a.m. So a sunrise morning.
Okay.
A sunrise wedding, I should say.
Are you a morning guy? I'm not really a morning person. I don't know.
I mean, look, the whole thing, the star of this show, let's be real, was this fancy ass dress.
That's right. I saw very beautiful. Your wife's wedding dress, solid, traditional, good looking.
So the former Tinderoni, because I guess she's a wife-a-roni now. Dude, not only did she starve herself to fit into this Coke bottle dress.
Yeah.
This thing was blinged out.
Great cash, homie.
It had the long tail, trail, whatever they call it. I mean, she did it up nice with the dress, and I didn't get to see it until she actually walked up to me on the wedding day. So did she want to stand in pouring rain wearing this baller dress? The answer, as you can guess, is fuck no. And yes. So she was emotional and crying about this, Ben, even before we left to get there, because obviously her and her family kept checking the weather forecasts.
Wow. All right. And so I have questions. Can we have a Q&A?
Yeah.
All right. So I got married in Hawaii on the beach. It was a very small, we eloped, but we did have a photographer. We had, a person obviously presiding over the wedding and the vows and all that. But you gotta like stay away from the bride to be before the wedding. So like, what's the move here? Like you guys, my wife went to like get all dolled up and have the makeup done and all that. And then I was stuck, we were by ourselves. So I was like by myself in the hotel room. And I was just like calling random people. Hey, I'm about to get married. And they were like trying to talk me out of it and all that. It was, did you have a similar experience, Danny? Like, how were you killing the time that you had before the wedding? Cause a lot of thoughts go through a man's head. They're like, I'm sure I want to do this. Is this right? What happens if this takes place? Like all that stuff. So how did you handle that?
Really good question, Ben. And I'm not just saying that like John Morosi does to every single question thrown his way on the network. Great question, Ben.
Yes.
The answer is, no, that really is a good question, because the first day we get there, we arrive, and we're so excited to be on the island. As you know, you step off the plane, and it's 82 degrees and perfect. It's going to be a great trip. We check into our Airbnb. Huge problem. It does not match the pictures. This freaking thing was so expensive, Ben, because obviously it was a long stay at this Airbnb.
Yeah.
They lied their asses off on these photos.
Was it older? Was it more run down than they sent the picture of? Is that what
it was older. It was definitely dusty and kind of dirty. The view was a $2 million view of the ocean, but it was dusty and damp and dirty, and the AC would not kick on.
Oh, so, we had the same problem. We were in Hawaii. Me and the wife were just, and we, it's Hawaii. It's hot. You want to have a nice air conditioning. You don't want to sit in the heat in your own apartment you're in. Come on.
Exactly. Now at this point, it's now 90 degrees outside and humid, very humid.
Yeah.
And we are trying to unpack our suitcases in this Airbnb, and my bride to be disappears. And she doesn't come out for a while, but I hear a suitcase slamming on the floor.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, okay. I walk in to check on her.
Oh,
and
no.
She says, this is not what we fucking paid for.
Oh, no. Now, oh, boy. Now it's on. Now it is on like Donkey Kong, right? The inevitable meltdown. So at this point, does she just give up and say, that's it, we're predestined to this? Or does she call and raise holy hell and try to get moved somewhere else?
I mean, you can't really call anybody. There is a person listed, obviously, the quote-unquote landlord. But yeah, it's a lockbox to get in or a code box to get into these places. They have their own cleaning service. Most of these places, like especially on the islands, the landlords are not in sight. They're nowhere to be found, and they like it that way. Okay.
Can't you, like, I don't know. I've only stayed a little bit at Airbnb. Usually my wife handles all that. But can't you contact Airbnb and say, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah, but there's deposits involved.
Okay.
You have to wait to get your money returned. You'd have to find another spot, which is almost impossible at this point, because you have to do all of this in such great advance that it's not just an easy fix.
Yeah.
It was overdramatic, and she admitted that the following day. When you walk into a place that you paid a lot of money for, you are expecting to get your money's worth.
Yeah, it's understandable. You guys have been planning this for how long? How many, like, over a year, right? At least.
Yeah, for 11 months.
Yeah. All right, about 11 months. So basically a year. Okay.
Yeah, I get it, because she's thinking to herself, this is not where I want to sit and have the makeup lady show up. So I had to think fast, Ben. I did have an emergency reserve.
Okay.
I called and talked to a manager at the Four Seasons in Wailea.
Oh.
All right. And I told her what was going on.
You explained everything. You said, this is my perfect wedding. My wife to be is upset. You must help me.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm very happy for you.
And she said, pay the entry level room to get in here, and I will upgrade you 2 times. To an ocean view.
Nice.
I'm trying to do my job.
That's very nice of them.
So shouts out to Christina there.
All the gang.
Biggest look of joy you can ever imagine, because if there's one thing my chick loves, it's fancy resorts.
Well, there you go. You get that. You turn the frown upside down, and then you go, Danny. That's the way to go. So right now you're not even married yet, and already you've got some equity. So you're ahead. When you F up, you're now ahead. So that's a good thing.
And I blew my emergency wad early on.
Face my mouth.
Her family met her there, and we all had a little get together in front of the resort on their private beach. And that's where all the family members got to meet each other from my side and her side. And so it was an imperfect, but perfect start to the trip. And now, Ben, she gets to get dressed there at that nice resort rather than this dusty, dirty, hot, humid Airbnb with no working air conditioner.
Now, the other move here is we try to decode what happened. This is our in-depth coverage. By the way, you're listening to live coverage on the podcast here as we go through everything that happened at the famous radio wedding. Danny G Radio, a longtime prolific bachelor, has now become an honest man here.
How about the hookers?
Yeah. Did you try to rent out the Airbnb? Because you still had the Airbnb, right? While you were staying at the nice hotel. Did you like, maybe I can double dip on this and rent this out to somebody else? Did you think about that, possibly doing that?
Instead, what we did is we hooked up some of our family members.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because, yeah, we had family, including her kids, cramped in the current Airbnb situation they had. We put a couple of our relatives into our empty Airbnb.
Gotcha. All right. So the wedding went off. The weather was good. Everything was good on that.
Yeah, it's perfect sunset. What's it called? The officiant?
Officiant. Yeah, I think that's it. That sounds right.
He was authentic Hawaiian dude blowing into a conch, personable. He made everybody laugh. We had a group of 20 family members on the beach there. It was spectacular.
Did you then roast a pig, like a traditional Hawaiian luau, after you got done? Did you? No?
That's my duck.
And it would have matched what was going on. The only downside of trampling onto that beach, which it's public, so yeah, you can go out there and have a wedding, but if somebody's on the beach, you can't move them.
Yeah.
So as we walked onto the beach, there was a homeless guy.
Ben, I love you.
Oh, great.
Finally, he got up and moved.
Well, that's nice of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding in the beach here in LA, and they did the whole vows thing. And as they were doing the I do's, some dude with headphones on ran past. Like, he's such a douchebag. The guy like ran past, and there's all these people sitting on the beach for the wedding. And this guy didn't give a crap. He's like, what a dick. You know, come on.
You're fired.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game winner I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Game.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
There was a lady playing the ukulele.
Nice.
We call it ukulele.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The part I hated the most was the forced poses with the pictures. And anytime I got too close to my bride, she's like, get away from me. You're making me hot.
Ew, get away from me.
Yeah, it's very inconvenient, the photos and all that. And it's a headache. But and plus the other thing is, like, and hopefully you guys are married for forever and ever and all that. And then, like, as you age, you'll look back and you'll be like, well, I don't look like that anymore. You know, like, it becomes agonizing. You know, like, yeah, what happened there, man? I mean,
yeah, hopefully I shed some pounds. I looked like Friar Tux.
Well, it's the stress of having to come up with all the money what an irritation that is.
Definitely ate my feelings this past year trying to save up all that money.
For sure, for sure.
The dinner was good. The food was delicious. I should back up, though. That night where there was that flash flood warning where we had the little meal with our families, that was the only one incident we had with somebody drinking too much.
Uh-oh.
Beer.
Uh-oh.
To protect the innocent and the guilty, I'll change his name to David.
Okay. David. I'm sure nobody will know who that is. No. That's his fake name.
David may have or may not have drank 6 White Claws on the beach right in front of the Four Seasons.
Oh, okay. Now, did he pay for those? Because that's probably like $5,000 he put down on drinks.
When he got off the plane, he bought those at Costco.
Oh, okay. That's a smart move. All right.
All right, so now he brings his Costco liquor to the beach. Don't tell me to calm down. He's one of those guys.
Oh, boy. Fully lubricated, right? Fully lubricated. He's seeing pink spiders at this point. Okay.
I'm fine. I'll show you who's calm. He followed some of us up to the bar where the more responsible adults had one or two lava flows, but then cut it off. My cousin looks at me and he's like, man, he can drink, huh? And I'm like, you don't know the half of it. David is a world-class drinker.
He is normally soused.
You know, but he's, at this point, Ben, he was not teetering over the edge. He still was, like, very personable and funny, and he hadn't gone to the dark side yet.
Okay, so I was going to bring that up because I learned doing the overnight show years ago, there are 4 types of heavy drinkers. there's four types. There's the Hemingway who they're the same, whether they drink a lot or they don't, alcohol doesn't impact their personality. There's the Mary Poppins, the person that, you know, that person that drinks a lot and becomes nicer and more yes. around and kind of lets themselves go a little bit. And they're like, I guess I would be like that a little bit because I'm pretty introverted. So if I drink, I think I'd be more social. Maybe the nutty professor would be the better one because that's actually the one that becomes more social. So maybe the nutty professor. But the Mr. Hyde one is the one that becomes very hostile and aggressive and does physical things that they probably shouldn't do and they wouldn't do if they weren't completely liquored up. So which one of those is David?
I would say that David he's a nice loser until he tipped to the other side.
And when he crosses the Rubicon.
Yes. Then he is sleeping on the side of the road at that point.
He's urinating in his pants.
Yeah. Screaming at the heavens.
It's wonderful. Hitting all cylinders.
Now, to prove my point, we all left, went back to our places, got changed, and all met at the Monkey Pod for dinner.
Yeah.
And if you go to Hawaii, make sure you hit up the Monkey Pod, really good restaurant, and they are not a paid sponsor. I wish they were, though, Ben, because that bill, holy guacamole. So we're really just doing appetizers, too. We're looking at this menu, and we're like, damn, we can't all afford an entree. This bill would be $10,000. So we're splitting appetizers. Everybody has one drink except for David. How many drinks do you think David has in front of him at the Monkey Pod?
Oh, he's got to have at least two, right? At least two.
Got two drinks in front of him. And now, unfortunately, he is tipped to the other side. My bride, who's a very good host, she tried to jump in and save the moment by doing what a lot of boozers don't like. And that was her grabbing his hand and saying, David, let's move to the end of the table. I think family down there want to visit with you. Now, David might have been tipped to the other side, but he knew exactly what she was doing. And he was like, fuck you. I know what you're doing. You're trying to get me out of here because I'm annoying all of you. And he looks at my cousin and my cousin's wife, and he does the double birds. He looks all of us right in the eyes and he says, fuck you guys. We're putting in a couple more food orders for appetizers. And now David is talking and trying to make this waitress laugh. And he's getting a little bit handsy with her.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Uh-oh. And I scoot my chair back a little bit so that there's some distance between me and David. And David tells the waitress, he's getting married tomorrow. Look it, he's all ready for a lap dance from you.
All right, he's getting right to the point.
Yes. Strippers are people too.
He's a straight shooter, David. Yeah.
My Tinderoni puts her hands over her face like, oh my God, just get this guy out of here. And so now he's ready to leave. He's like, okay, I did my job here. My job is finished. He walks over, he talks to the girl at the front of the restaurant, and we're kind of watching him. We're like, why does he keep talking to her? And then he just leaves. He walks out the front doors. He's gone. Fast forward a half hour, we're all finished eating. The waitress comes over and she says, your check is handled.
Oh.
So what he did is when he was talking to that girl at the front, he was giving them his card info.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess he kind of felt bad for the little scene he created.
Okay, all right.
So he paid for the whole check.
That's nice of him. Does he have money? This guy's got all cash?
Oh. I don't know. It didn't look like it.
Is that going to be one of those things when he sobers up? What the fuck did I just do here?
We wondered that same thing, Ben, because he still should have been on foot at that point because it would have been a long walk. Can't find him, call his phone. He answers finally, and we're like, where are you? And he says, in America. Now he's just fucking with us because we're like, dude, thanks for paying for the bill. You didn't need to walk out. Like, we're trying to give you a ride. Where are you? And well, he says,
at least he's not in Guam at that point. I guess right. Is Guam American territory? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
don't worry about me. I'm just going to find the beach and take a nap. Nobody can locate him. He is answering his phone and he's laughing. He's cracking jokes. He's still being a dick. He's like, fuck you guys. I'm in America. That's all that matters. I'm going to sleep on the beach. It's better than being with you turds. Wow. And stuff like that. So they're kind of worried about him, but at the same time, he has a history of some of this. They find him the following day. It turns out, instead of walking towards the beach, he walked inland. So what? he wandered 20 minutes into the island rather than to the beach. So he fell asleep on the side of a road.
Is that right? Jeez.
So yeah, he brought the fireworks to the party.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
All right. Well, so for me, the Thanksgiving holiday last week, we had original podcasts all weekend, and what a Thanksgiving it was at the Maller Mansion. And I've now picked up a skill as a short order cook here. One of the longest days of my life, and so it started out, I did the radio show Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving Eve into Thanksgiving. So I dug my heels in. I did the radio show. I was like, hey, I always work. My wife requested I take off Thanksgiving night. I'm actually glad she did in retrospect, because I did the radio show. Then you were busy in Hawaii, Danny. So Alex Teicher, who was in, did a great job on the podcast. He was able to record Thanksgiving morning after the show, a couple hours after the show. Several hours after the show, we recorded the podcast for the weekend, Penny versus the Penny and whatnot. And so we were doing that. And then, so I go from the radio show to the podcast. Then after that, I'm like, well, wait a minute. We've got this, we're hosting Thanksgiving. Some of the older relatives have, you know, moved on. My mom and dad are gone, and my wife's family, some changes there with whatnot and people getting divorced and things like that. And so it was our turn to step up and host Thanksgiving. It was like a big deal, right? Aunts, uncles, cousins, people, you know, most of my wife's family were there. And so we had this menu, and my job was to prepare the main course. We decided not to make turkey. My wife's like, I don't like turkey. She didn't want to deal with turkey and all that. So I wanted to do a turkey. So I made a traditional, just like the pilgrims ate when they came on the Mayflower, fajitas. And we had a traditional Thanksgiving fajitas. But in order to make the fajitas, and there were a lot of people that were there. So I had to, after the podcast, I went into the kitchen. I went out of the room, down the hall, made a turn, went down the stairs, went around the corner, and then went to the kitchen. And so I then had to, pound the chicken. There's a joke there. Then had to cut up the chicken into little pieces and then season it for, so it tastes good when you put it on the griddle. And so I had to do that. And I had to cut up the vegetables, the bell pepper, the onion, all that. So it was a lot. I was feeding a lot of people. So it took a long time to put all that together. At the same time, I also, that same day, I had made dessert. I made cinnamon raisin cookies, chocolate chip cookies. And since I'm now the chocolatier, Danny, we talked about that in a previous episode of the show. I don't know if you were here for that one, but I'm the chocolatier. And so I made some chocolates. I melted some chocolate down and made some chocolates and stuff. And so I was like juggling all these different plates and all that. And then I had to get some sleep, but because it's Thanksgiving, people wanted to come over early. So I ended up getting about 2 hours of sleep, and then people started showing up, and then I had to start cooking and all that. And so, and I'm trying to watch the football games on my phone, but I'm falling asleep. You know,
I was just going to ask you about the games.
Yeah. Like I watched the first half of the Lions game, and then I went to sleep for like a couple hours, and then the Cowboy game was on after that. And then the obviously the Patriots at night. So anyway, I was able to cook all the food. And I was trying to be a little social with the relatives. I don't see a lot of them that much. And so I went up to where the radio studio is just to kind of catch my breath. And I like fell asleep. I just passed out and I ended up sleeping for a couple hours at night. I was totally, you know how you like, you're up for too long and you're just kind of groggy and all that. So it was a big pain in the behind. People liked the food though. They were very happy with the food and all that. So
nice. Dude, I would much rather have fajitas than dry turkey.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, people did bring some food too. Somebody brought stuffing. So people were eating fajitas with stuffing, which is a little odd, but you know, whatever. It's all good. So we had a traditional Thanksgiving, just like the pilgrims, 100% like the pilgrims. And that's what that is. Now there is more though. We have more coverage, Danny, of the celebrity wedding, right? We go back to our in-depth coverage right now. And it's at a premium, this information. And what is next? The tales of Danny G's celebrity wedding.
Well, let's see. I'll back up to her dress just for a second, because I did kind of make fun of the fact that the whole weather thing revolved around that. But Ben, she looked amazing in that dress. So it was worth all that saving up for that dress. I don't know what the hell we're going to do with it now. Does anyone want to buy a used dress?
How about a lace caddy?
I changed my clothes. She was still wearing her dress, which was awesome. We were running around like the bar area there and had to get something out of our car. And so we're standing by the valet guy. I'm in my flip-flops and a jersey, and she's still in her dress. And we get back to the room. It was a great honeymoon. It was a great wedding night. She was posing for me. I guess I'll sell those pictures on our OnlyFans. Or fans only. I don't even know what that's called. Fans only?
Oh, I think it's
only. Is it only fans?
It's only fans, yeah. I had a guy this week that wanted to see pictures of my calf. And so I said, I'll put it on my OnlyFans page.
Wait, you guys have a baby calf at your house?
I have two beautiful calves. Wonderful.
Yeah. So now we're the next day. We're at the Grand Wailea. And her kids meet us there so they could take advantage of the water slides and all the stuff on that nice property. And the couple sitting in the pool chairs to my left, Ben, you know, one of the great things about Hawaii is people watching. Were they born into money or did they have to save up for this trip? It's also fun to watch people look at the different menus because of those prices we talked about earlier.
Sure.
The kids were ordering whatever they wanted poolside. And so in my mind, I'm doing the Mahler calculator. Like, oh, that's 100, that's 200, that's, hold it. Ben, I counted the kids once they were all out of the pool.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Eight children. But here's where it gets good. There were two moms.
Okay, so four and four.
No. Two moms.
Okay.
So whenever any of the eight kids said mom, both ladies turned their heads and looked.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah,
so now we're very interested in what's going on because we're like, who's the... And my chick is like, no, that one right there is the nanny. And I'm like, she's not the nanny. She's one of the moms. She's like, what do you mean one of the moms? So we're now trying to figure out this whole puzzle. And it's like HBO's Big Love. They were both the moms because the guy was like showing affection to both of them equally. The kids were crying and whining to both moms equally. This was pretty awesome. I'm like, is this my future right here? Oh, hell no, man. Those eight kids, I can't imagine having multiple children.
How about new?
So I did want to mention the lecture. So after Thanksgiving, the fajita Thanksgiving, following that on Friday, decided to head east. So made a little road trip to the Grand Canyon State for the second time in a couple of months. I've got a relative there who's fighting the good fight. And so I wanted to see him and just kind of hang out with him for a little bit. So the wife, we agreed to go to, he came with me. And so I got in the Mallardmobile, filled up with gas, made the long trek, hundreds and hundreds of miles there. I think it was like 400 miles to Phoenix, and actually lives over in the Mesa area of Phoenix. And so went over, hung out at his place a little bit, ended up having a nice meal. We actually had the food. We went and picked up the food and came back and all that. And so we spent several hours with my cousin. And then at night, I decided, and I didn't really plan this out in advance. I said, you know what, let's hightail it back to Cali. Let's head back to LA. And I'm driving and my wife's a little reluctant. She's like, well, maybe we should get a hotel room. And I'm like, no. Let's just drive back. You know, have a nice house. It's great. Make it back. No problem. Nice drive back. So we're driving back and I'm sensing that this is not what she's enjoying. She's not looking forward to the long drive back. And as we're going, she's tired. She sleeps a little bit, but I'm driving, right? I'm the one driving. I pulled over actually at one of the rest stops out in the middle of the desert in Arizona. And I took like a 25 minute power nap, which I never do, but you're driving at night. You know, it's nothing out there except cactus and sand for as long as you can see. And so it's like, all right, I'll take a little nap. And I woke up and I was fine. I was in good shape and all that. I was in good shape. And so did that. Kept driving, got home, and then I got the lecture. I got the lecture, Danny. And, my wife, she said, I don't know that I made it clear, but I did not want to drive back. I wanted to stay in Arizona. I did not want to make this trip in one day. And she explained all the reasons why. And of course, I then rebutted by saying, well, we saved money on the hotel room and, you know. And I thought, now, Danny, I'm the one that was driving. So I would have, if she had been driving, I'd have been like, okay, but I'm the one driving. So if you're the passenger, like, is it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different perspective when you're not the one driving.
This goes back. We talked about this on the Penny yesterday a little bit. Covino and Rich had a big debate on their show a couple of afternoons ago because they are splitting a hotel this weekend in San Francisco. Yeah. As they traveled a little road trip to the Niners game, and they're saving money on the hotel room by sharing the room, by splitting the room. And that's the audience. Most of the audience was like, I want my own hotel room. I don't cut corners with hotels, but you do, right? Like if you could save money on a hotel, you do.
No, because when I travel, I don't really want to spend a lot of time in the hotel room. So like, I'm always like, why spend a lot on the hotel?
I feel like that's what cheapskates say, though.
No, but if I'm going somewhere, I'm just there to sleep. I'm not there to enjoy. I don't need that. I don't need all that stuff. I just go there and I'm out about in a city. I'm just going wherever. I'm like, it doesn't matter to me.
So if you went on a road trip with a couple of your guy friends, you'd be fine sharing the room with them?
Back in when I was in college, we'd go on some road trips and I did share the room. I love it. It was awkward occasionally, but I've gone on Vegas trips with friends of mine and we've shared a room and that's fine.
You know? I think the bathroom situation is awkward and also, I don't know. It's just uncomfortable, but I could see your wife's point. Like I do want a room too, but since you were the driver and you pulled it off, I mean, I guess, you know, how much flat can you really take on that?
Yeah. Well, the other two, and you mentioned this, like, I know if we had stayed at a hotel room, it would not have been one of my choosing. It would not have been the Ben friendly. It would have been my wife would have gone with something that is more her speed.
Yeah. More four stars and you would have went 2 stars.
She would not have been staying in Mesa. She would have been staying in Scottsdale. That's where we would have ended up. But in the future, and I will have to be going back to Arizona sporadically here. I guess if I go by myself, I can drive, but with her, I'll have to pony up the cash there for a hotel room.
Come on in, man.
That's right. All right, we'll get out on that. We have the mailbag on Sunday. Looking forward to that. Anything to promote, Danny? Anything at all?
Yeah, I'll be in there with Jonas Knox on his Saturday show from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, and then Steve Hartman and Ephraim Salam after that.
And by the way, we don't have time for the back scratcher. We haven't had a back scratcher in a month, Danny. We got to get a back scratcher. So please promote the show, support the show on the Apple Podcast page. You got to do it. Make it happen.
Yeah, we'll get to those next Saturday.
All right, very good. There it is. The fifth hour, and we will catch you next time.
Hasta pasta.
Got a murder, gotta go.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.